Iona. When we travelled west to Iona in the early days of my childhood, it was all about leaving a centre point to reach an edge place. Driving from a town in mainland Scotland until we reached the west coast at last, and the ferry port of Oban, the crossing to the Isle of Mull, and a long winding drive across that island until we'd reached its western edge. And so the final ferry journey to Iona, and the feeling that this was as far west as you could be, that beyond here lay little but the sea road to America, that this island was somewhere one found at the end of a long pilgrimage, a place of quiet, hidden glens of orchids, tiny white coves of shell sand, hillsides of lark song. Is this place really nearer to God? Is the wall thin between our whispers and His listening? I only know the world grows less and less. Here what matters is conquering the wind, coming home dry-shod, getting the fire lit. I am not sure whether there is no time here or more time, whether the light is stronger or just easier to see. That is why I keep returning, thirsty, to this place that is older than my understanding, younger than my broken spirit. Stromness is built at the bottom of a hill. It lies like a clutter of shells, roofs and walls and chimneys. One long street twists and turns along the front of it, composed of grey slabs of stone, and little passages between the houses lead down dark to channels of water where boats rock at their ropes. In the grey sky above, gulls shriek in loud Icelandic, mocking as they sway and swivel over the roofs. There are new stories being born here all the time. Meetings between old friends, fishermen coming home after days at sea, children watching from windows and dreaming. At the south end of that long street lived George Mackay Brown. A tiny eyrie of a room looked out over the great whalebacks of the hills of Hoy, a busy channel of sea, and a street full of stories. A vibrant meeting place among the sea roads.